My Three Sons, starring Fred McMurray and as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Problem, Doc. I didn't call you to shoot the breeze.
How's that feel?
Like you ought to be a veterinarian.
Well, you sprained your big toe, Charlie. You still don't want to tell me how it happened.
No, I don't. Now, what am I going to do around here? I can't stop my work.
Well, if you want to keep moving around, you've got to get yourself a cane.
Not me. I wouldn't wear a cane.
Then keep that big toe off the floor.
Where will I keep it? In my pocket?
And I can't do a thing for that disposition of yours.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm putting on my sock. What does it look like?
In slow motion?
Well, I sprained my big toe.
Well, that's too bad. How'd you do it?
Why is that the first question everybody asks?
Because it's a weird injury. How'd you do it?
Well, I ain't saying. Now, how does that grab you?
Okay. You don't want to talk about it? I'm not going to pump you.
I'm all choked up.
By the way, I've got a girl coming over for dinner tonight.
You also got wonderful timing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Charlie, but we have a science project together. And who knew you'd hassle your big toe?
Oh, I can't make it. You're going to have to buy me a cane.
Uncle Charlie, if you need a cane, I'll go get you a cane. As soon as you tell me how you did it.
That's blackmail.
Right.
Well, I hauled off and kicked the stove. Now you're satisfied.
You want plain wood or bamboo?
Plain wood. Just like your head.
Ernie, I don't think you should have mentioned how your Uncle Charlie kicked at the stove at the dinner table tonight.
How come?
Well, you saw how he blew up.
Yeah, maybe not. Hey, listen, Paula, we gotta figure out this psychology project.
I know, I can't possibly think of how to do a paper on the power of suggestion.
Well, I'm not exactly the next Pavlov either.
Then maybe flunking this project's inevitable.
I'm not giving up that easy.
I knew I could count on you, Ernie.
You know something, Paula? You're better at psychology than you pretend to be.
Hi, Paula. Ernie.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Barbara, I'm home.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
What are you trying to do, boycott my cooking?
Oh, anything but that. All right, what's new?
Charlie sprained his toe.
He sprained his toe? How?
Well, there's only one sensible way to sprain your toe, and that's kick the stove.
You can't stand that cane, right, Uncle Charlie?
That's putting it mildly, honey. It's like walking on stilts.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetheart. How's my girl?
Fine, but Uncle Charlie's horrible.
I kicked the stupid stove, and if I get a chance, I'll do it again.
See, he's a little touchy about it.
I guess I would be, too.
I'm gonna go mess around. Okay, Mom?
Okay, sweetie. I'll heat the casserole.
Tell me, why did Charlie kick the stove?
Well, he was putting something in the oven.
Oh, and you mean this oven?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with it? Oh. Well, I guess I'd better get my tools and see if I can save his other foot.
Okay, Dodie's ready. Let's go.
Ernie, I don't know if we should be treating your family like guinea pigs.
Cool it, Paula. This is all in the name of science.
Well, I guess we're not doing anybody any harm.
Of course we are. Now, I'll handle the whole thing, and you just take notes. Okay, Dodie.
Ernie's gonna show us some magic, Myrtle, so take it easy.
Okay, Dodie, you stand over there and I'll take Myrtle.
What are you going to do with her, Ernie?
Oh, you'll see. Now, close your eyes, Dodie.
Okay. I'm peeking through the cracks, you know.
Turn around, Dodie.
Okay.
The magic won't work if you're looking.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Abracadabra. Abracadabra. Okay, Dodie. Turn around. Now go over to the towel and get your friend.
Where's Myrtle?
That is Myrtle.
Ernie, I'd hate to tell you this, but I'm holding a book.
Watch, I'll show you. Hi, Myrtle. Sure, I'll tell her. Myrtle says she'd like to play.
Hi, Myrtle. You want to play? Ernie, this thing isn't saying a word.
Don't call Myrtle a thing. You'll hurt her feelings.
It's hard getting used to a flat Myrtle full of pages.
Now that was the power of suggestion in action. She actually believes that book is Myrtle.
Well, I think it's a horrible trick to play on a little girl.
Cool it, Paula. Science has no time for emotionalism.
Now what?
Uncle Charlie's next. He'll be a cinch.
Boy, the look on your little sister's face when you told her that book was her doll.
Listen, Paula, we've got a science experiment to finish. And besides, I told Dodie I'd change Myrtle back.
Well, all right.
Now I need you to distract Uncle Charlie while I borrow his cane for a while. Now here's the part that kills me.
Who is it?
Me, your daughter.
Dodie, what are you doing up? You should be asleep.
That's the whole problem.
Honey, what are you doing up at this time of night?
Ernie changed Myrtle into this.
A book?
That's what I say. He says it's Myrtle.
Honey, I don't think we understand.
I don't either, but it sure is making me sad.
Well, I think I'll have a little talk with Ernie.
Right now?
Right now. Ernie, wake up.
Huh? How come?
Because Dodie just came into our room and said you changed Myrtle into a book.
Dad, you know that's impossible.
Now look, the middle of the night is no time for 20 questions. I'd like an explanation.
I can't tell you.
Ernie.
Well, there's a good reason for me not telling you, Dad. It has to do with school. And if I tell you, it'll blow what I'm doing.
Ernie, I want you to get Myrtle and change the book back into a book.
Well, that was sort of wreck what I've been doing, Dad. Okay. I left it behind the couch in the living room. At least I thought I left her behind the couch. Dad, I looked all over, but I can't find Myrtle. But what I was looking for.
Ernie, please change this book back into Myrtle.
Dodie, the spell's gonna last a little bit longer. Then you'll get Myrtle back, okay?
Hey, you guys won't believe this, but I swear I'm a full inch taller than I was when I went to bed.
Could this be some kind of a crazy dream?
So your Uncle Charlie really thought he'd grown taller, huh?
Sure. I told you cutting off his cane was a stroke of genius.
And you cut off another half inch?
Well, I would have cut off more, but you gotta be subtle about these things.
Lowering the shelf's supposed to further the illusion?
Right. It's gonna work like a charm.
Ernie, sometimes I think you're becoming possessed by the power of suggestion.
Cool it, Paul. We're gonna get an A on this project.
Charlie, why don't we have dinner in the dining room tonight?
Well, it's okay with me.
I have to set another place. Ernie's friend Paul is coming to dinner again.
Again? Uh-huh. Maybe we ought to start charging her by the meal.
What's another mouth to feed?
You know, Barbara, this cane seems to be getting further from the ground by the minute.
Well, it must be the spraying, Charlie. He must be walking differently or something.
Well, maybe you're right, but I had visions of becoming a giant and landing in Believe It or Not.
Believe it or not, we've worn out another sponge.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I got an extra supply in the back closet. Like a weed. Here.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Barbara. Yeah. Tell me something. Do I look any different?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, you remember how I told you about the cane leaving the floor? Uh-huh. Well, now I reach up on the shelf that used to take standing on my tiptoes, and now I reach it flat-footed. And another thing, I've been ducking through doorways lately. I swear that my clothes are getting tight.
Wow, Ernie. Next thing I know, you'll have us wiretapping or something.
Cool it, Paula. Science can't slow down and check ethics every 5 seconds.
Who said that, Dr. Frankenstein?
Just remember that A we're going to get.
Okay. Let's hear what they said.
You have to set another place. Ernie's friend Paul is coming to dinner again.
Again? Maybe we ought to start charging her by the meals.
Hey, I resent that.
I'll run the team up for
it. I mean, I can understand if I were a glutton.
And another thing, I've been ducking through doorways lately, and I swear that my clothes are getting tight.
Well, we seem to have Uncle Charlie's case handled. Now, do you know what we do?
You tell me. You're the mad scientist.
We go to work on an individual of higher intelligence.
Who?
My dad. Somebody ought to do an article on me in National Scientific.
Ernie, I still say your dad will never fall for it.
Look, all I have to do is suggest that the farmers are using a new chemical that makes the tomato crop sweeter. With that fact planted in his head, he won't question the sweetened ketchup.
But how do you know he'll even use it?
Well, we're having hash brown potatoes, and my dad wouldn't touch a hash brown with that ketchup.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
Yeah.
Ernie, aren't you worried about your mind going completely diabolical?
Cool it, Paula. Science has no time for soul searching. Let's go.
You know, I never used to hit you there, Steve. It was always down here, around the nose.
Well, maybe so, Charlie.
I know so.
Okay, everybody sit down. Paula, you can sit over there. And Ernie, honey, you sit over there by you. Okay? Thanks, honey.
Hi, Myrtle.
Hi, Dodie.
Just because I'm little doesn't mean I'm dumb, Ernie Douglas.
I had the librarian check it for me, Steve. It's rare, but there are cases of people my age growing again.
Well, I suppose there is a remote possibility, Charlie.
Very interesting, Uncle Charlie. In fact, I think I've been looking up at you more than I used to.
I told you, Steve. You know, I want to stop growing around 6'3".
Is 6'3" tall enough?
Yeah. I don't want to shell out for a new bed.
Reminds me of another interesting thing I heard today. Dad, farmers are using a new chemical that has made the tomato crops a lot sweeter than before.
Is that so?
Hmm. All tomatoes?
Yeah. Every American tomato is about 5 times sweeter than before.
Well.
Interesting how a chemical could sweeten up tomatoes. Don't you think, Dad?
Yes. Who put the sugar in the ketchup? You know, I wish we hadn't gotten into this bridge game with the Baxters tonight.
Mm, I know, honey. We'll wipe him out and we'll be home early.
Yeah, you know the Baxters. If they're losing, we're liable to be stuck there till 4 in the morning.
Honey,
what was all that sweet tomatoes and sugar in the ketchup business with Ernie tonight?
Oh, well, as I understand it, it had something to do with a project at school.
Yeah, I heard that, but it didn't make any sense to me. And what about Myrtle?
Well, he told me that losing Myrtle wasn't part of the project. Honey, you suppose there's any way we can stop Mrs. Baxter from quoting Charles Gorin all evening?
No way. Gee, I had a terrible time getting Dodie to sleep tonight. I hope Myrtle turns up.
Well, she'd better turn up. And you suppose Mrs. Baxter will misdeal every hand again?
Absolutely.
Honey, just how did we get hooked into this bridge game tonight?
Oh, you set it up with Mr. Baxter on the golf course.
Oh, that's how we got hooked into this bridge game. Anytime you're ready.
We gotta be cool. Just another quarter inch.
We've gotta be cool. I'm cool. You're the one that's going overboard.
Well, in science, you must be thorough, Paula. Where would Pester and Lister be if they quit just because somebody frowned at them?
Or anywhere, going over to the Baxters. Isn't that Charlie's cane?
Yeah.
Ernie, I better be going.
Nice loyalty under fire, Paula.
Ernie, I don't understand what you're doing.
I think I'm pulling the whole thing together. Besides cutting Charlie's cane off from time to time, I suppose you also lowered the shelf.
Well, you see, it all falls under the category of science, Dad.
Ernie, you and I'll have a little talk when I get home.
Okay, Dad.
Put away the saw.
No tramp. Science just ran into a brick wall. Myrtle! Well, welcome back.
Well, I hope you're ready for a lecture, Myrtle. Because here it comes.
Bernie?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi, Dad.
Ernie, you're 16 years old now, so I shouldn't have to lecture you anymore.
Man, when you start out that sensible, it sure hits home.
Now, exactly what is this project you've been doing?
It was on the power of suggestion. You know, suggest something and see if people fall for it and record the situation.
Well, to you, it was just a scientific project, right?
Right.
But you involved people.
We were supposed to. Oh, look, I found Myrtle. And I didn't give her to Dodie because she was already asleep.
Well, that's fine. But how could you know that losing Myrtle wouldn't have a traumatic effect on your little sister?
I guess I'm lucky she's pretty sensible.
And how about Uncle Charlie?
Well, Dad, didn't you think it was kind of interesting how he thought he was taller?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But, Ernie, cold clinical interest is one thing. Fooling with people's lives is another. Right? Okay. Ernie, when did you start losing your hair?
Losing my hair? And I'm only 16.
Well, maybe it's just the light in here, but it definitely looks to me like it's thinning right at the temples.
It's not getting any thinner. Hey, you're teaching me an object lesson, right?
Right. Good night, Ernie. Oh, massage will help that a lot.
The service porch, Ernie?
Yeah. Tramp was using her for a pillow. Huh.
Well, I hope you brushed her off before... Oh, good morning, sweetie.
Mama, look! In the night, Myrtle changed back from a bug to Myrtle.
Well, Ernie?
Dode, I never did change her into a book. I threw her behind the couch to make you think something that wasn't true.
I don't care, as long as she's back.
Hey, Steve, hold this thing up against the wall, will you? I think I grew another quarter of an inch last night.
Yeah, well, I blame Uncle Charlie. It was part of a science experiment.
An experiment to do what?
Well, it's about the power of suggestion.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that. Come on, Steve, hold this tape measure up against the wall, will you?
Charlie, you're really not... Well, what Ernie's trying to tell you is that he planted the idea in your mind that you're growing taller.
Look, he's just a kid. What does he know? Now, come on, Barbara. Steve won't hold it up. You hold it up, will you? I'm telling you guys that last week I was nowhere near this tall. I'm growing and I know it. When I'm going down, I'm going to get me a bunch of vitamins. And I'm going to join up with one of them gym classes. And you know that I might have to buy all new clothes. And I swear that my shoes are getting tighter. And today, one of my arms is starting to grow. Now look at that boy. It's getting bigger and bigger and longer all the time. Now tomorrow, the other one will grow.
What could be as nice as an hour with my three sons? How about an hour with three daughters?
Sure.
Stay tuned for Bobby Joe, Betty Joe, Billy Joe, and everyone at the Shady Rest Hotel on Petticoat Junction as TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning continues.